WSFC 02 from WSFC 793, you up?
WSEC 544, WSEU 445, copy.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Bob, can you hear me?
Here can, WRCP 544, I have you loud and clear, sir.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate it. I dropped my power all the way down below, and I'm still hitting the repeater, and kind of surprised for as far away as it is. Just wanted to see if the audio was sounding okay there, go ahead.
Oh yeah, great modulation, crystal clear. Keep doing what you're doing, it's working for you.
Before, man, you sound great as usual over here. I know all the time, days and weeks and stuff, you never sound bad at all, you sound great. Anyway, have yourself a good morning. WSFC 793 monitoring.
You do the same, sir. You and yours be safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend. WRZQ 544, clear monitoring.
Good morning. Hey, is he out there?
WSOC 73. Good morning.
Good morning, Sunshine. How's your day going? Good morning, I should say.
You know, it's going pretty good. I dropped my power all the way down the low. And I'm still hitting the repeater. I'm kind of surprised. And Bob out in Sheboygan gave me a radio check, said it was coming through really good there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. You do sound good. So,
yeah, I figure while I'm hitting it, I've been talking to you the past few days on medium, and I was just sitting here thinking. I thought, well, let me drop it to low and see what happens. And I put it on low, and I was keying the repeater, and I was like, oh wow, I'm doing it from low power. And then WRZP 544 Bob and Sheboygan got out there, so I asked him for a quick radio check, and so it sounded good, no problem. So it kind of surprised there, right?
Yeah, Roger that. Actually, you sound pretty good. You sound better than you did when you had it on high. You were dragging a lot of mud through the airways. You sound nice and clean now. Then again, the atmosphere is a little bit different than it was the last few days, so, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring, too. Must be atmospheric conditions. You're sounding good, clean. No scratch, no itch, no scratch there, Roger.
I have to cut this short, so I'm going to run off the deal with it, so. Yeah, I'll probably give you a call when I get in the car or something.
Yeah, all right. I'll be sitting here, man, monitoring and whatever else that you, whatever else goes on. All right, catch you in a minute. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WRWR357.
WSOC 793 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRWM 638 monitoring. WSPI 392 mobile. WSPI 783 to 392 mobile. Copy. WSPI 392, copy. Where are you headed today? I'm actually out in Lapeer right now picking up a Christmas present. Sounds like a specialty present or something. Have a little Lapeer. Yeah, it's a couple book nooks for Megan. She I found them on Marketplace. This lady makes them. They're pretty cool. She gotta like that. I'd be pretty happy with that. Yeah, something that's not store-bought. Feeling a little bit better today after yesterday. Slept all day pretty much yesterday. Feeling a little bit better today, but still got just a little bit of a cough. Glad you feel better. I picked up some Airborne to try and ward off what you and Mom have. Yeah, hopefully you should be fine. All right, well, I'm headed back home now that I picked those things up, and then hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, hopefully I feel good enough to go tomorrow. I hope so. It's a lot better today for sure. All right, WSCI 783, I'm clear for yours. All right, WSCI 392, mobile and monitoring.
WSAV 293, WSBM 993. WSAV 293, WSBM 993. WSBM 993, clear monitoring.
WRAS 504 monitoring channel.
WRPB 448, Kirk, Groveland Township, monitoring.
WRVV 690.
WSAX 712 on air and monitoring.
VV 690 mobile.
WSBM 993 to radio check. WSAD 293, WSBM 993. WSAD 293, WSBM 993.
RPS 211, you have your ears off.
WRVV 690 mobile.
ZP544, third Sheboygan County. You are Lima Charlie. Very little popcorn in the background. Roger.
SBM 993, Sheboygan Bob, you copy?
I do, sir. WRCP 544, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bob. Chad here over on this end, just checking in with you, seeing how you've been doing. It's been a while since I talked to you. How are we sounding out there today?
Sorry, crystal clear, great modulation, keep doing what you're doing. Nope, all systems go here. We dodged two bullets in the last two storms. Typically, I'm in the snow belt, but 13 miles as the crow flies out in Wolverine, as you know, they got 4.5 foot, and then another, what was it, 3 or 4 inches last night. And then, of course, down south in Gaylord, they typically get more snow than we do here anywhere there in one of them snow belts, Roger.
I hear that, so you guys got a pretty good amount of snow up that way, eh?
As I said, I dodged a bullet on both storms here. I may have maybe over a foot, if that. But as you well know, I did dodge a bullet with that one twice now, Roger. Just hope my luck holds out.
I hear that. I hear you. I just want to jump in there and say howdy real quick or whatever and whatnot, but you take it easy and have a good rest of your evening, and we'll talk at you. This is WSBM 993, clear and monitoring your final.
Nandri, always a pleasure. You and yours be safe and do take care. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring.
WSFX 401 radio check.
Radio check loud and clear on this end. WSBM 993. You copy that radio check?
WRPS
211,
Roger on the radio check.
Yeah, WSBM 993 clear.
Clear IUG, grade 8, radio check.
Copy that, grade 8 on your radio check.
WSFX 401, got you at the radio check at home.
Got you, thanks, fellas.
Station 544, WIUG, grade 8, copy.
WRZP 544, good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, Bob, how you doing today?
I'm warm and frosty, out in the old radio shack, scanning the bands, Roger.
Roger, Bob. I talked to you a bit later. Somebody keep keying and no talking. Talk to you later, Bob. Good to hear from you. WIG, what it is.
Jack, you heard every word. You were right over top of them. No biggie, brother. We'll do it again. WRZB 544, Claire monitoring.
WSFR 443, looking for radio check.
Yeah, 443, your line is clear.
544, Sheboygan County, sir. I have you, Lima Charlie.
Thank you very much. I just put up a new antenna on my new radio and just getting it up and running and seeing what it'll do.
Whatever you're doing it right. Crystal clear modulation. So, and of course, great signal to the repeater. Again, congratulations and enjoy. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear monitoring on your final there, sir.
Very good to know that I can reach from Petoskey clear over to where that repeater's at over there for sure, but I've been listening to it for a while, but I haven't been able to reach out and connect to it. But so now finally, well, they got a good antenna and a good radio, and I'm glad to be on the air.
That I'm just 7 miles outside of Indian River there, in between there and Onoy. Yeah, there's also a Petoskey repeater that's not connected to the MIH system. East Jordan repeater, and then there's also one in Sheboygan on a 100 there, but it's not hooked to the MIH system as well, Roger.
Roger that. I see that, and I'll have to check it out and see what I can do and get a hold of over there. Thank you.
Do that. I got a 30-foot antenna there, a tram on the old tower, running a KSG 1000 for base station. I'm currently on an HT8 now. On the base station there, definitely get the old East Jordan repeater as well. I have friends out there. So yeah, enjoy, and again, take care, and always a pleasure, sir. WRZP 544.
Thanks again, WSFR 443 monitoring.
Station 443, WIUG 48, copy.
WRPS 211, you copy?
RFK 359, is Jack y'all there? RFP 211, can I get radio check?
Yeah, loud and clear radio check.
WSFX 401 radio check, mobile.
Copy radio. Little bit of noise there in the background, but readable. WRUX 245.
WRFK 359. Jack, you all there?
WRPS 211, WSEL 950, do you copy?
WRSP 211, yeah, copy you, loud and clear.
Where are you guys at? Are you guys heading north at the moment?
Roger that, heading northbound.
Alright, we're just crossing over the Zilwaukee, so our ETA is roughly about 525, so just before you. WRPS 211, clear.
WSSX 401, mobile to home base.
WSFX base, got ya.
Roger.
Come back mobile.
Headed back home, I'm on 6.
Alright, I got you. I don't know how well I'm getting out through the house, but I'll see you when you get here. Drive safe. WSFX 401, base to mobile. Does this radio get out any better?
Yeah, I'm over the freeway and I'm almost to King Road.
Alright, yeah, I changed radios. The other one, I don't think it's out as well as this one does.
I was on the other side of the freeway when I first radio checked home base.
I get that, but the repeater should pick up the slack in between.
I'm 8 minutes out, so I'll see you when I get back out.
WSFX 401, we're out.
Baba Bowie, Baba Bowie, Baba Bowie.
Baba Bowie.
We have the
deal.
WSGC 426, monitoring frequency.
WSEL 664, monitoring.
Whiskey, Romeo, Papa, Bravo. This is Kurt, Groveland Township, monitoring the frequency.
WRPB 448. Hello, Bob. How are you today?
Systems go here, sir. Unsupervised. The better half of my went down to visit relatives down the state, still once. Did my honey-do list and spent the rest of the afternoon in the old radio chat, Roger.
Copy that. I'm going to be unsupervised tomorrow myself to see what kind of trouble I can or can't get myself in. Over.
Roger that. Scary situation. All right, well, folks are traveling this time of night, so we'll go ahead and make it short. We'll talk later, I'm sure, sir. Have a good evening. WPP 544.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Again, I'll be monitoring the frequency intermittently tonight. Always great to hear from you. WRPB 448, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Out. 902. You around, Frank? from WSOC 793. No contact, man. 02, WSOC 793, monitoring.
Copy, XRE 238. Can I get a radio check?
Copy, radio check, loud and clear. Your audio is just slightly low, but if you speak up a little bit, you'll be coming in pretty good. WRDRS 245.
I lost you for just a second. What was that you said about my audio?
Yeah, it was at that first transmission. Your audio was just a little bit low, but speaking up helped it out a lot. Coming in really good and clear.
Thank you. I just plugged in my Black Friday KG1000G and excited to get it running in this car.
All right, yeah, that's good. It's a nice radio. It's, yeah, it's definitely good.
All right, then, thanks for the contact. This is WXRE-238. I'll be on site.
Yep, no problem. 45. Thank you.
WRYB 421. WRUG 488.
WSET 544 WQCJ 969, copy.
WSAX 712 on air and monitoring mobile.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
Good evening, monitoring. How are you doing?
I am well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okie dokie. I'm sitting here just looking at a bunch of Motorola diagrams.
Copy that. Who have I had on the other end of the frequency today?
This is WSEY842, KC8DUP. I'm sorry, whoops, I slapped that on the wrong frequency. And doesn't really matter, but Travis.
Travis, yes, I spoke with you just last week. This is Kurt from Groveland Township. How are you tonight?
Doing pretty good. Got a nice new inventory of great stuff over here. Increasing my junk. Trying to make a better radio, quote-unquote, shack in Owosso, where we focus on radio needs and necessities, not cellular telephone.
Copy that. My neighbor is a ham and a GMR guy, and I relayed your phone number for your Owosso location to him. He's got some old Motorola stuff he'd like programmed, I believe.
Easy peasy. I've got 30 years of collecting, so I have the RSS for just about everything. I had the old machines from 286 and up.
Well, I know he was going to try to get in touch with you at a later date. Obviously, everyone's a little busy this time of year with the holiday sneaking up on us. Over.
Oh, yeah. I just got my second module finished to plug into my 911 kit. I'm building a 1998-era 911 center. I got that thing going on pretty good. I just screwed up on one thing. The voltage regulator clock that was dead was supposed to be red, and I ordered a blue one, but I'll fix that.
Minor detail. Hey, did I hear you on ham frequency earlier today, 442, I believe?
Probably. So I was driving a dump truck.
Yeah, I do believe you were mentioning your 911 center, too, with one of the other people that was on frequency. I listen to the ham repeaters, but I don't have a license yet. So just GMR is the only place you'll find me right now. Over.
All right. Yeah, pretty much the exact accurate, so that's fine. I had no idea what frequency it was on because I was talking to it on the dash. The truck I was driving, I had no idea what, I mean, it says W8FSM on the display, but unless I were to pull it out of the truck and put it on the bench and read the code plug, I would know nothing about it.
Well, no worries. It's all good. I don't know a whole lot else. Monitoring, and you're the first person I've talked to this evening. Over.
Which is weird, because this place is usually boiling over with activity, so...
Well, I imagine pretty soon Jack will be on here making his rounds trying to contact some people. And I know Sheboygan Bob's probably listening. I spoke with him earlier. But, yeah, it seems like there'd be more people for whatever reason. Over.
Yeah, I just had somebody reach out to me about some of the MSB gear that I'm working on. So I'm building my 800 megahertz system for receive only. But it's fun because you don't have to buy a stinking scanner, and everything's rack mount connectable. But it looks gorgeous when you put it all together as a ham station. I just got a 6-meter system, and I'm about to put together a 10-meter system, and then I'll have a frequency agile HF system in the rack as well.
WRPB 448 for identification purposes. Wow, it sounds like you got a lot going on there. I just got a scanner recently, and I had no idea there were that many ham bands. A little bit overwhelmed with it at the moment. Over.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch out there. There's a whole bunch of stuff to do out there. Amateur radio, with the right license, will bring you a lot of stuff that we can't do here at GMRS, but GMRS is great. It's doing one thing for sure. It's funneling folks that are radio interested into ham radio. I'm very interested in doing images over ham radio, so I'll be setting up a transmitter amplifier system just for doing that.
Yeah, copy that. I've heard of people doing that. Again, it's not anything I've ever seen, You know, ham radio to me back in the day was like Keith Kitt and Jubes and all that stuff. Over.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy what you can do. And slow scan TV over HF is even more fancy because a guy might be, you know, in the Caribbean and he sends you a picture of what's going on outside his window and it's snowing here.
Yeah, all in real time. That would be pretty wild, I guess.
I just got back into the thing. My hopes are that I can find another Motorola that has a UV/clock system in it. If not, that's fine. I'm going to end up building one. But there's a lot of fun stuff to do. Unfortunately, Packet is dead, but there's lots of other digital modes to take advantage of.
Well, very good. It sounds like you got your hands full over there. Again, a lot of the stuff's kind of right over my head, but I know you've been really, really passionate about this 911 center. Is that something you can post a picture of online at some point?
You know, I should probably make a YouTube channel out of this thing, but it's just not that far along yet. I've got a 4-foot-tall rack with all the transceivers and stuff that are in it. I've converted everything from 42 to 6 meters. I've converted things that are in high VHF to 2 meters. I've converted stuff from weird UHF to, basically been able to get a radio to split for me to go to amateur radio 70 centimeter and GRS, which help any problems. And then I've had some others I'm going to. My next one is going to be the 1 1/4 wave, and that's going to require me to gut a Motorola Mag. I'll have to gut a Motorola Max track.
My neighbor had some old Motorola equipment. He sent me a picture of the instruction book. Back when his father had a company, you know, they had trucks and everything, so he has a big antenna, some kind of great big 5-foot cabinet, and a great big desk station. But it was an old Motorola that ran on VHF. And that was how they dispatched all their trucks back in the day. Over.
Yeah. That sounds like a Motorola Centaur cabinet, depending on the year. It could be a lot of things.
I'm guessing mid-late 70s, and they probably would have phased out in the early 80s. I don't know. Back when I was a union electrician, we had Motorola two-ways in our vans that would go all over the whole city of Detroit, and a couple of them, I think, even reached out as far as Jackson. I'm not sure. I wasn't ever on that job, but I know they'd go everywhere, so... yeah, I don't know how what years that they would have used them, but the stuff is old. Copy?
Were they three-dial clamshells that you spun a volume, channel, and squelch?
did not get to see any of it up close. All I got to see was the cover of the instruction manual, literally. And at that point, it had the frequencies on it. And what it is I'm friends with a guy that is listed for the Ortonville repeater, but he doesn't have an antenna right now. And I heard my neighbor had an antenna up in his shop, and we were trying to verify the frequency on it, and then obviously seeing the instruction manual for the radio showed it as a VHF frequency and not anything that would work for my buddy's repeater. Over.
Okay. Well, I saw high quality UHF, GMRS, and they're the second dip for ham radio 7 centimeter. 1.2 on both of those phases. And I order them from China. They're about $25 for external antenna, and they're real good quality build.
Do you have any kind of GMRS antennas for a repeater system?
It really depends on what you want to do. Do you want GMRS for a huge range, or do you want something local?
I do believe that he is part of the MI-8, even though he's not a functional repeater right now. I don't know what kind of range he's thinking of. Obviously, it wouldn't be anything big like the Flint repeater. The road he's on, he's only about a mile away from me, and we're all up and down in the hills, but he happens to be at a high spot in our township. I don't really know. I haven't seen his equipment yet. I haven't been over to his house, but he's shown me pictures of it. So, again, I'm pretty new to this. I should probably get him in touch with you at some point. Over.
Well, if he's pretty much part of the MIA, they should pretty much have him squared away. That would be my thought. But if that, you need to know what kind of duplexes he's running. If he's running a flat pack, yes, I have a very nice antenna that'll work on that. But otherwise, I strictly recommend something like a four-bay folded dipole antenna, which that's going to be a little bit more. And easily to build, but if you're not into amateur radio, you're going to just fuss with it, so it might be something you want to buy.
Copy that. So on your website, the Owosso phone number is good, right?
Yes, the Owosso phone number is good. I haven't put any inventory at all up on there yet. I keep meaning to, but I'm just too doggone busy.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in touch with my friend and give him your phone number, and then at that point I've passed the ball off to him. It is his repeater, but we're all interested in trying to get it going. Especially us local people here, it'd be nice to have our own repeater in our own town, you know? It'd be kind of cool. Over.
Yeah, sounds good. How did you get connected with the MIA group?
You know, I'm not sure exactly. See, my friend's a paramedic and a different on the other side of town, actually, so I very seldom talk to him. In fact, I kind of know him through his sister because she, like, runs my mountain bike club. But, yeah, I don't know any of the details. And yeah, I like I said, I hadn't even been over at his house to see the equipment. And even though he lives down the road from me, it's trying to get with him on his work schedule is a whole other thing, you know, being a firefighter and all. Over.
Yeah, WSUA, you're 4230. Yeah, it's one of those things. Well, you can reach out to me, see what we got. I can program just about everything under the sun. And you know, I've been doing this for decades, so realignments, front end realignments, modifications. I had a system for doing cavities for tuning repeaters, but I'd have to do it again for repeater tuner or repeater cans to see what he needs or doesn't need. But if he just needs a good 40-mile stick, I got that. We sell those for $25. They're gorgeous. They work great. Put them on some hard line and them up.
Copy that. I'll definitely forward that phone number to them. I'm going to get off the air for a few. I got one or two things I want to do. I'll be monitoring. It's always good to speak with you, even though this is the second time. I appreciate it. This is Kurt, WRPB, 448, Groveland Township, and I'll be clear and monitoring on your final, Travis.
Yeah, real good. I've just been building out some XPS, what are these dead bug things? XPS 5000 front panel programmable. They're the ultimate GMRS radio, in my opinion. So, yeah, I'll catch you later. And take care.
Thank you much. Have a good night. We'll talk soon.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good evening there, Kurt, real quick. I know you're going off, but I just want to say hi real quick. Travis, good evening.
Hello.
448. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good there, Kurt. For once, you know, the tables have turned, and I heard you on the radio and got to give a shout-out to you. So, you know, it's nice to have that happen. But, of course, I heard you, so I wanted to say hi, and you as well, Travis.
Well, thank you very much. That's awesome. Travis, back to you.
Yeah, I'm just bumbling around out here. Getting ready to go hit the rack. So, good to hear you guys.
Yeah, that affects some people. I get on the radio and everybody wants to get off of it. Just kidding. I'm doing a little Ubering here and then I'm going to go to my regular job. But both of you guys, hope you have a safe evening there. Try to stay warm. It is currently 9 degrees in Saginaw, Michigan, and it feels like 150,000 below.
Roger that. I don't know how cold it is out here, but sounds like you're the one that needs to take care and be safe tonight. Over.
Yeah, I'm safe, Jerry. I'm just using my HT. It's getting through here right now. I mean, I'm just a click or two away from that place.
Might have some doubling going on here. I'm going to stand by. Back to you, Paige.
Kurt, I guess I doubled with you there. I was just telling Travis, he's just hop, skip, and a jump away from me there. All right, Kurt, you have yourself a good night there, and we'll do it again.
Copy that. I will be monitoring tonight. Great to hear from you. WRPB 448, clear and monitoring, guys. Have a good night.
All right, take care, everybody. I'm going to get ready to get to the rack. I got 24 more ounces to take care of, and then I'll be out of here. So this is WSBY 842, and, yeah, I don't have any good ideas on sending pictures of the installation over here because they law doesn't allow it on this frequency, so. But if you listen to, well, that won't help you. If you look at mscg.org, mscg.org, and look at the ATV pictures, I'm probably going to transmit a copy of what the system is starting to look like. There's a whole lot more coming. There's a big Motorola rack mount cabinet coming, and there's a Motorola desk that's coming. And all of that stuff will be all part of something coming soon. WSUY 842.
WSBY 676 to 690. WSBY